Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again, tulip time. Let's go in-depth with the people of tulip time.
You ladies are here at the Pella Opera House. And I understand you met a long time ago.
Several years ago, yes.
When we still had our husbands.
Okay, well, that's another program, probably. But, okay. And so, darling, where do you live?
At Clear Lake, Iowa, up by Mason City.
Okay, and Marlene here.
Right.
What's special about your friendship? Tell me.
Well, we met down in Orlando, Florida, when we both volunteered in the wintertime for Wycliffe Associates, a Christian organization that translates Bibles and then brings them to whoever in the world that needs them.
Many, many languages. I don't know, a lot of people don't realize how many languages there are in the world. But there are some that are not even written yet. So.
And so what did you do there? You helped with the... Do you speak many languages? Did you help with the translations?
No. No, they were building up a new campus. And so we just did various things to help build up the campus.
And became friends.
And became friends.
We did. And I worked with... more like archiving, because each time a new Bible was completed, I would have to say who was the translator, how many speakers there were, where, what country it was, why, you know. And so that's what I did, is archive.
Well, Marlene, you've been to lots of tulip times.
Yes.
Being from Pella and all. And Darlene, have you been to many before?
Two or three. And, of course, when you have friends here, it's magnetic. Yeah, because you want to come and see them.
So what does tulip time mean to you, Marlene?
Well, going back on my heritage, and when I was a child, I was in the parade. I think maybe the second tulip time that they had, and I was in it. And then a little while later, I was in the big Dutch family. And it's just a reminder of heritage of my parents, my ancestors.
And Darlene, what does tulip time mean to you?
Oh, I love, heritage as... You know, being in archives, I like to find the history of what's going on. And here it's so preserved, you know. And I think too many countries, too many languages even, lose their heritage. And I think this proves that people that hang on to their heritage stay together. I mean, they grow together as a community and become stronger and watch out for each other in that respect.
Well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
So, Cindy, lots of people at the Pella Opera House having a good time.
It's so wonderful to have tulip time again and to have the people coming in. There might be a little spit of rain outside, but it's not too bad at all. And we give them a nice dry place to warm up. I'm especially excited to be bringing people into our great hall to see our new historical photo display.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out, but... This is going to air on Friday, so can you give people a sort of a quick overview of what's happening at the Pella Opera House
on Friday.
Friday and Saturday?
Yes. So a quick overview of Friday and Saturday. We have The Reluctant Pioneer at 10 a.m. in our Great Hall. Bev Graves does a great job with that one-woman show. Upstairs on Friday, we will have a Neil Diamond tribute at 4 p.m. Looking forward to that as well. On Saturday at 4 p.m., we switch over and we have the Central College Steel Band up there playing. You know, those Calypso songs make us think of summer, and I think Saturday is going to feel like summer. We are also going to be having Bev Graves again Saturday at 10 a.m., but if people want to get inside for a little bit on Friday or Saturday from 1:30 to 7:30, they're welcome to come in up to our Martini Heist. great martinis, or come into our great hall from 1:30 until 5:30. That's when we have our historical photo display up and available for people to see.
And can we sing along to Neil Diamond?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to that. I can feel the song sung blue right now.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time.
Who's all here today?
We are representing the Central Iowa Christian Schools. It's five area Christian schools that make up our 196 student band here.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. Well, we don't have time for everybody's names, but what school are you in?
Hello, Christian.
All right, and what do you like about Tulip Time?
All the food and all the bands and parades.
The floats and just the experience of being with your friends.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share today with our listeners?
Go eat Poffergies. Those are amazing. Yeah.
So Jason, I just stopped you on the street because you were juggling.
It happens a lot. Both the stopping and the juggling.
And you've got the USA.
Oh, yeah. I've got my hand up gloves that I get from Iowa Bike until I start wearing through the fingers. I got a brand new crisp pair for the festival.
And so you're just going to spend a lot of time walking around juggling during Tulip Time?
I spend a lot of time walking around and juggling even when it's not Tulip Time. But yes, I definitely intend to be juggling my way around at least every morning before I go to work.
And so how did you learn how to juggle?
I taught myself how to juggle when I was 15 or 16 years old, and I've always just done it as a time passer, not obsessively, but somebody leaves, a few pool balls laying on the table and I have an urge to toss them around for a second. But then long comes COVID and shuts everything down, and I'm bored out of my gourd, so I started juggling for a half hour every day just to get my brain and my blood flowing. And that turned into sometimes 3-4 hours of juggling a day while usually walking, putting on. My day off here, I usually try to put in 8 to 10 miles and juggling.
You trip any time?
No, I drop them, but I've never tripped yet. Oh, now, I probably just shouldn't have said that. It might be a jinx, but...
Is it hard to change weights, like from billiard balls to...
I can juggle almost anything that's of a balanced weight. I can do miscellaneous, misweighted items, but that takes a lot of focus and isn't as cool. I originally set a goal to, by the end of last year, be able to juggle 5 to 7 items, and all of a sudden one day the music clicked and I looked at it from the other side of the street and went, let's just start keeping the rhythm. And so I've pretty much stuck with 3 bags for now. I will get to 5 to 7, but right now my focus has been on just keeping the rhythm and making it a cool pattern. I feel like I do a pretty decent job at it.
You were outstanding. Do you think I could learn to juggle?
I can teach anyone how I taught myself in about 1.5 to 2 minutes. I've done it many times.
Well, we'll have to do that. But what does Tulip Time mean to you?
Well, Tulip Time, especially this one, because I haven't been at a Tulip Time in over 13 years, I'm very much looking forward to this particular festival. I always have missed the flow, the tourism, the just coming back from Hawaii, I have to say, the aloha of this town, especially during this festival.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, I'm Joanne.
Joanne?
Yes.
You've got beautiful, beautiful things here at your booth. Tell me about it.
These are all handmade items. My family makes these items in Kenya, so they're fair trade. All the proceeds go to support the people who make them. Everything is handmade. I got animal statues. I have balls, like wooden balls. I have beaded items. It's just all kinds of handmade items.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
And very creative. I mean, like you've got bowls with giraffes and zebras drinking out of them. That's hard to do.
That's made from one piece of wood. Takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, but they're beautiful. I have actually so many items. I have items made from cow bones. Those are like recycled items made from cow bones. I have rings, jewelry, earrings, necklaces, also made from cow bones. I also have some beautiful baskets. They're wall baskets, more like decorative baskets, those over there. I support a women group that makes this stuff in Uganda. So, yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
What do you think of Tulip Time so far?
I love it. This is my second year to come here. I have lived in Des Moines for a while, but this is my second year to come. It is just beautiful. I love it.
Well, thank you.
It's a good way to start our summer.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time.
Hi guys, what are your names?
Emmett Graham.
Grady Graham.
And you boys are in Cub Scouts.
Yep.
How's that?
Fun.
Is it a lot of fun?
Yeah.
And what are you doing here today for Tulip Time?
We sell popcorn down here.
And water.
For $1.50, and you can get a $5 camp card. If you come down here,
So we can do that. We can buy that. What do I get with the camp card?
$5 off at Ironside, Pizza Ranch, a free what is it for the Glen Park Zoo?
Okay, well, cool. What do you guys like about Cub Scouts?
Getting the popcorn after we sell it.
Oh, getting it after you sell it.
Probably just getting to do all the activities that we do in Scouts.
And what do you like about Tulip Time?
If we're selling popcorn here, we can usually watch the parade if it comes down here.
And after Tulip Time, you get to pick the tulips.
Okay, so you like the tulips too?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
So where are you folks from?
Hi, I'm Joni from Hayward, Wisconsin.
I'm Randy from Hayward, Wisconsin.
Well, you two fooled me because you're in traditional Pella attire. I thought you were from here.
Well, thank you very much. My cousin Julie from Janssen's Decorating lent me her hat and her apron and helped me create this lovely outfit here today. Thank you for noticing.
So is this your first Tulip Time?
Actually, I came one other year and I had a similar outfit on, and somebody also thought I was official looking too, so it's an honor to be thought of as a resident of Pella.
And is this your first time?
It's my first time in Pella for Tulip Fest.
And so what do you think?
Well, it's pretty amazing. There's a lot to see. The flowers obviously are beautiful. I've not ever seen that kind of concentration of tulips in any place, and so it's just, I love flowers, and so it's just a great treat for me to see everything.
Think you'll be coming back?
Perhaps, yeah.
Well, I know you're coming back.
And I'll give a big shout out to the family in the area. The Janssen family is who I'm related to, so big shout out to the Janssen family.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Enjoy.
All right, Governor, your thoughts as the parade's about to begin?
Well, it's great to be back. I was a little bit nervous when I looked at the forecast at the beginning of the week, and so I asked this morning, I said, what's the weather for Pella? And they said, it looks like it's not going to be raining, cloudy, and maybe some sun. So I'm anxious to be a part of it and look forward to the parade and being down here for Tulip Days.
And so what does Pella Tulip Time mean to you?
It's just a great reflection of the history in Pella, and just a gathering, people coming together and celebrating their heritage. So it's nice to be a part of it and just see all the community activities that take place in celebration of that.
Thanks to the people of Tulip Time for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.